Affairs spokesman in a minute, and that speech from the Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, on the Conservative commitment to renew Trident. And Mr. Fallon, who joins us now, good morning.
Good morning.
A very strong personal attack on Ed Miliband. I mean, you say that here is a man who stabbed his brother in the back to become leader of the Labour Party. Now he's willing to stab the United Kingdom in the back, I quote you, to become Prime Minister. Isn't that a bit over personal? I mean, this is a serious subject.
It is, and this is an issue of trust and an issue of leadership. And it was Ed Miliband himself in the big debate last week who raised the issue of leadership. We need to be absolutely clear when we come to this decision in the next Parliament to renew our nuclear submarines, the circumstances in which a future Labour government might do it.
And yeah, but what's that got to do with him beating his brother in the leadership election?
Because we saw in that leadership election just what he would do to get into power, and the worry now...
Well, he stood for election.
Well, we saw what he did to his own brother.
That's what happens in your party. It happens in any party.
Yeah, but that was against his brother. We need to know now what he would do to get into power, and what the issue in 4 weeks' time is. People cannot be sure now if they vote Labour in England. They cannot be sure now whether we would lose our nuclear submarines as a result, because Nicola Sturgeon for the SNP, as your report indicated, has made it crystal clear that she will not support the renewal of Trident.
We'll come back to that in a second. Just want to just stay on this point about Ed Miliband for a moment. Tim Montgomery, who is founder of Conservative Home, a very prominent Conservative spokesman, tweeted last night, "Embarrassing, way too personal from Michael Fallon against Ed Miliband." May you not have misjudged this one?
No, I think this is an issue of trust and of leadership. And you can be absolutely clear with us, with David Cameron, that you will get the Trident nuclear submarines replaced. With Ed Miliband, you can't be sure what kind of backstairs deal he is likely to do with the SNP if he's got any prospect of getting into number 10 Downing Street. That is the uncertainty. And I think
a line from the Labour leadership election to defence policy after the election.
Yes, you've seen what he's prepared to do to get into power. And the danger now, the risk we face in 4 weeks' time, is that we'll see the same kind of shabby manoeuvre, perhaps with Nicola Sturgeon of the SNP, to get into Downing Street on the back of abandoning our nuclear submarines.
Well,
that
is the
risk.
We'll find out what Labour say about a deal with the SNP in a moment when we talk to Douglas Alexander. But if you're saying Ed Miliband's ruthless, maybe that's what leaders should be. I mean, if he's kind of the weakling that you often suggest, your party sometimes suggest, he wouldn't have had the guts to stand about against his brother. I mean, if you're going to choose that as the evidence of his character, you can read it two ways, can't you?
Yes, but this is the most important issue facing this country, is whether or not we continue with our nuclear defence. And we need to be very clear whether you're prepared to put the principle of our nuclear defence ahead of any grab for power and stitching together a coalition.
Okay.
Now, we were faced with this, by the way, in 2010, when the Liberal Democrats said they were against Trident, and David Cameron made it crystal clear that he wasn't prepared to accept that. They wouldn't be in the coalition government if they weren't prepared to allow us to start the process of renewing our submarines, and they had to accept that. Now, we can't be sure how a Labour government might react in trying to put a deal together with the SNP, and that is the danger for the whole of the United Kingdom in 4 weeks' time.
Well, we'll ask Douglas Alexander about that in just a second.
Good.
But you talk about the Liberal Democrats. Now, we heard from Sir Nick Harvey, their defence spokesman, former defence minister, of course, earlier in the programme, and they're arguing, if you like, a third way on the nuclear deterrent, saying that the principle can be maintained without a continuous at-sea presence. Now, I know you think a continuous at-sea presence is important, but they argue that you can maintain the capability for a nuclear deterrent in the modern world, which they accept may at some point be necessary, without going the whole hog, because they say we are not faced by a nuclear adversary. Now, what is the case for saying that we should have a deterrent of the kind that was deemed necessary during the Cold War in a post-Cold War world?
Well, first of all, you can't have a part-time deterrent patrolling, you know, during the week and not at weekends. That's not, you know, that is a ridiculous proposal, because you can't be sure.
The large parts of the RAF are part-time now under your government.
But this is the nuclear deterrent. We've had it continuously at sea for the last 50, 60 years. You can't have it part-time. That's a ridiculous proposal. But the main argument is very simple, is that nobody could have predicted 4 or 5 years ago what Russia is now doing in Eastern Europe, or the rise of ISIL or whatever. We can't be clear.
ISIL's not
threat
a clear threat.
Well, just wait. You can't be clear what the threats are to this country that might emerge in the 2030s, the 2040s and the 2050s. That's the period we're talking about. You can't be sure what threats might emerge then, just as you couldn't have predicted what Russia and ISIL are doing now. Therefore, it would be foolhardy to abandon our nuclear submarines and to refuse to renew them. And that is the issue that the public face in 4 weeks' time in England, as well as in Scotland, that we could walk into some backstairs coalition deal, grubby deal stitched up between the two parties as to what they might vote for, losing our nuclear submarines.
You did a coalition deal in 2010. Was that grubby?
Well, that ruled out any effect on Trident.
You are implying...
That was the point.
Hang on. You're implying that any coalition deal
is
grubby.
If it affects our nuclear deterrent, absolutely. You know, defence is the prime responsibility of a government. Now, David Cameron was faced with this situation in 2010, and he made it clear to the Liberal Democrats that they could not come into government and jeopardise the renewal of the Trident programme. In fact, we started to spend money on renewing the Trident programme in advance of the main decision, which has to be taken next year. So he faced down the Liberal Democrats. The question for